Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Dr. Arki Asiancuti is with us. Arki is the co-author of Built on Trust, one of my favorite books on the planet and the history of mankind. And you've heard me talk about it many times before, even when Arki isn't here. And so one of the things he's going to talk to us about is this concept of trust. And I'm going to call it the 2007 trust model, and maybe even a little bit about the 2008 trust model. Arki, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Before we get into the trust thing, though, you recently had a pretty significant event in your life, didn't you?
Yes, I did. After many years of being widowed, I remarried. Very happy.
Yeah. Yeah, you got married back in the fall, and your honeymoon was taken to some of your ancestral origins, didn't you?
Yes. We went to a little town in Italy called Amelia. And from there, we visited Orvieto, where they had a slow food festival. And,
now, folks, you may have heard me talk about Orvieto before, because Arki, when I went to Rome, went to Italy a few years ago, Arki said, you got to drive north to Orvieto, and we did, and I'm telling you, it changed our life. We want to go back to Italy, Arki, but we must go back to Orvieto.
Yeah, and go ahead.
But I wanted you to tell the audience, you were telling me about this slow food festival. What is a slow food festival?
Well, the idea is to eat as much locally produced food as possible. There are different goals, 100 kilometers, 150 kilometers, and this has now moved to the United States as a movement. And the idea is to support the small farmers and cut down where you can on unnecessary food transportation,
right,
and to eat as much locally, sustainably grown food as is practical. And it's a worldwide movement. I think it started in Italy. They're certainly well ahead of most of us. And, of course, we're involved in that in the United States as well. So it was quite an interesting, eye-opening experience.
Well, now, folks,
involved.
Orvieto produces some of the most wonderful prosciutto ham,
yes,
and the most delectable olive oil in the world.
Yes.
And the cheeses are wonderful. And they make incredible ceramics to put all this food on right there in the area. And so what other kinds of foods do they have there?
Well, it's mostly grapes. So they have wine and grape
wonderful
juice
wine
and grape products and grappa, et cetera. And then they have, it's a Mediterranean climate, so they have tremendous olive production. Almost everybody who has any, you know, has a yard, has an olive tree or some olive trees where they make olive oil.
Olive oil is just incredible.
It really is.
I mean, you almost want to drink it on the rocks, you know?
Yeah, I know. Everybody's got their own little recipe and their own little secrets. And then it's very good for truck gardening, you know, produce, just general vegetable produce. And now I think they're growing a lot of corn. They're working on this ethanol project, et cetera.
So, but the slow part is the thing takes 4 days.
Well, this particular festival lasted 4 days, and you move from one station to another on a particular day and have a different dish that was several dishes, you know, and the whole thing together made one meal and took one whole day practically to do. A thousand people. They limited it to 1,000 people.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, they had standing room only.
How did you get
really
in?
My cousin, who lives in the area, Cesare, got us tickets.
What a great story. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it was so fun. It really was.
What a great memory for you and your bride.
Yes, it was really fun for us.
Well, I'm jealous. See, now I'm going to, how can I, you know, I don't know how I'm going to, do they do this every year?
Yeah, I think they do. Yes, I think this. I don't recall how many.
I need your cousin's. I need your cousin's number so he can get. I want to get him to get me in next year.
I'll send you.
I need to get him to score me some slow festival tickets or something. It's probably harder to get than a Hannah Montana ticket these days.
I don't think it was easy, but it wasn't free. You know, you pay to go in. But I think you know he's. General practitioner there, so I think he knows people.
Folks, if you go to Italy, if you go to Rome especially, or if you're going between Rome and anywhere north or in the other direction, when you drive down the highway, you see Orvieto. It's a walled city. It's magnificent. You got to go to Orvieto. It's incredible. It's an incredible place. And you know, when back in the Middle Ages, there were times when the Pope housed himself in the Orvieto.
Oh, yes, I believe I heard that, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's a fact, yeah.
It was a
Stand
very
by, quick
place.
Break. We're going to take a quick one right back. We're going to talk about trust. 2007 models of trust and 08. What can we do in 08 to extend trust into that year and benefit us all? 20 Tales, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the archives of those shows all the way back to 99. You can find articles that have been written by me and my brain trust members like our good friend Arky C. and Cuddy. You can find our blog there or at jimsblog.biz. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. You can check out our Brain Trust members, 600-plus of those folks. And, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Check it out and use it to your advantage. By the way, my show, the archives of the show, the ones we do today are the ones we did 9 years ago. You can podcast those if you want. So check that out and use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. Arky C. and Cuddy is our guest. He's the co-author of Built on Trust. And we're going to talk now about trust. And Arky, what is your opinion of trust in 2007? What do you think we are with regard to the whole concept of trust in 2007?
I think it's on the front burner and it's an issue. And I think it's the most important issue taking us into 2008. So let's just think for a moment what trust is. There's two parts to it. There's a feeling of confidence, and then this feeling is backed up by a track record. And so this, I think, is on people's minds. And I think that what we will see developing is this interest that we have now. You know, we're a world community now. We're a world market, and we're a world business. And there's a lot of differences in culture and so forth across the world. And the elimination of the us versus them mentality
right.
in our businesses, in our homes, in our international affairs, and in our global marketplace is now a big issue, and I believe will be a big accomplishment beginning now.
You know, Arky, back when we had the corporate malfeasance of Enron and WorldCom and all that sort of thing, the government overreacted and created Sarbanes-Oxley.
Yes.
As if the other 15,000 public companies weren't behaving well because they had five or six or seven who didn't behave well.
Yes.
And so wouldn't this be a good time with all the things that have been going on? I think there's definitely been a lack of trust, a loss of trust in terms of the financial industry.
Yes.
The financials, I mean, all these major financial companies have had to be bailed out by foreign investors, and
yes.
so many CEOs have lost their job, which they should have lost their job. Wouldn't this be a good time for the other prominent leaders whose companies are running well and are being operated, you know, with integrity, not to come out and say, you should trust us, we're worthy of your trust, but just to talk about leadership and to talk about what it is that makes an economy run and how trust is involved in that. Wouldn't this be a good time for those guys to do that?
Yes, I believe so. It's if you think of the trust issue as a market in itself, there's a vacuum right now, and I think we will see people, leaders, step into that vacuum, and part of that could well be leaders of companies that do run with integrity, that have run with integrity for decades, some of them, and some of them are more new and run with integrity. The overreaction that you speak of is predictable, because when people feel burned, when they feel betrayed, there is such a shock. You know, when they've extended trust, and then the rug gets pulled out from under people, why, it's a huge emotional reaction, and you can expect an overreaction, and that's, of course, what we're getting. And you see the same thing in the business place every single day. When people perceive that they have been betrayed, let's say by leadership or by regulation or by whatever, they have an overreaction, and the overreaction takes the form of this them versus us adversary approach, extremely expensive and 100% unnecessary. Really, we don't need to have these overreactions if we understand trust and mistrust and betrayal and rebuilding trust from that point.
Well, if there were a loss of trust, the economy would collapse today.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be operational by the end of sundown.
That's correct.
The lifeblood, the oxygen of the marketplace. I've often said the oxygen in the marketplace is petroleum, and it is in some ways it is. But the truth is, the very essence, the core, the spirit, the fiber, the structure, everything that a marketplace, an economy has, has got to be built on trust.
Yes, that's correct. And you have to have it so that it doesn't feel like an adversary. You know, if regulation is necessary in a certain area, it can't be so that it feels like these are my adversaries. I can't do business in this atmosphere, et cetera,
right,
et cetera.
Right.
And again, the same thing is happening inside of every small business, little pockets, you know, to more extent or less extent in this them versus us, particularly across the functions. You know, marketing and product development,
right,
et cetera.
Right. Stand by, Arky. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with our good friend Arky Cianciuti, the co-author of Built on Trust, Dr. Arky Cianciuti. Still available. I encourage you to get your copy today. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Arky Cianciuti, the co-author of Built on Trust, and another version of that book coming out one of these days, an update, a new edition that Arky's working on. Arky, we're looking forward to hearing about that, more about that in the future. What about 2008? What do we have to do in 2008? What do we have to do differently in 2008 than we did in 2007 with regard to trust?
I think we have to be more conscious of our own sensitivity to it and the productivity that emerges when we pay attention to trust. I think that on a daily basis, it's the single most important factor in human relationships, certainly in business, certainly in government, certainly in everything that reaches across the functions in your company, across the fence with your neighbor, across the oceans with our longer range neighbors. So I think that this is, I think you're talking about exactly the right things, and I compliment you for it. I think that it is the most important topic on the planet right now as we move forward into 2008. I have a lot of optimism, because it's painful right now. And a lot of growth comes from pain. And I think that we're ready for this growth. We're going to have to do it. We're going to have to cooperate across the oceans and across the fences and across our functions of our companies. And I believe, you know, people will do it. And I think United States business people are the smartest people in the world as far as I'm concerned. I believe there's a huge leadership role there to take, and it could start
And I believe we've got a trust responsibility. I believe we have a trust capacity beyond what anything. I mean, I think the Western world has got a well-developed sense of ethics and trust.
Yes.
And as we build these markets in these other countries, these developing countries, including China,
yes,
we've got to stay strong with our principles and our ability for them to trust us and expect the same thing from them.
That's right.
And demand the same thing from them.
That's right. And not with naivete, but with our eyes open. But verify,
that's what Reagan said.
Yes, and I say earned trust. Earned trust. Trust is something we earn from one another. And I believe it's the biggest topic in front of us at this time.
You're doing a lot of coaching with business owners these days and have been for a while. When you talk to them about trust, is this something that seems novel to them, or is it something that they are already embracing, do you think?
Everybody, I think they're completely embracing it. They may not think of it in those terms, but they all know what it feels like when the rug gets pulled out from under and then how hard it is to recover. They all know how expensive it is when marketing is not working with product development as smoothly as they can be, and with distribution and sales and so forth and so on. So they all know the pain. It's obvious. And they're very, very receptive. The people that we coach individually here in Mendocino are all very, very receptive to the remedies. And we try to get them to apply the remedies, you know, immediately and practically to what is right in front of them. And then there's no sales necessary after that. You just see the results.
Right.
And then that's a lifelong habit.
You know, Marky, trust is not some touchy-feely mumbo-jumbo psychobabble. It's not only the right thing to do. Operating with trust, building your relationship on trust, is not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice, isn't it?
That's correct. It's the single most profitable, best investment you can make. I mean, talk about low-hanging fruit. There's money on the floor right now.
Yeah.
And it's there.
I think there's more of that now than ever before, because when there's so many distractions, so many different ways that we can do different people and different groups we can do business with, to be able to trust somebody is worth money. I'll pay more to somebody I know will perform than I will be to get a discount from somebody I don't trust. I do it all the time.
Yes, that's right. You know they're going to perform. You know when they can't, it's unusual, and they're going to get to you first before you complain and let you know and give you a solution, the best thing they can do, and they're going to service et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That, all other things being equal, that's where people are going to go. So that's why the subtitle of Built on Trust is Gaining Competitive Advantage. It's a lifelong advantage.
It's not just the right thing to do, folks. It's a best practice. Hey, Arky, Happy New Year. Let's have a good 2008 together. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to it, Jim.
Let's do it. Dr. Arky Ciancutti, folks, the author of Built on Trust. Thanks, Arky. See you next time, and congratulations again, and give our best to your wife.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.